Mike Osborne with state and local news on WMOT at 4 minutes past. A longtime analyst says one of Tennessee's largest employers is headed for a downturn. Nissan, General Motors, and Volkswagen all have large assembly plants in Tennessee. Nissan's North American headquarters is located in Franklin. Mark Wakefield with the consulting firm Alex Partners has been researching automotive trends for 25 years. He's predicting the industry will build some 2 million fewer cars and trucks over the next 2 years. Wakefield says large swings in auto sales are pretty routine, but that doesn't lessen the sting when there's a downturn.
Historically, that's about a 13% drop, and most of the cyclical ups and downs of the auto industry go more around the 15 to 25% drop.
Wakefield says the good news for Tennessee is that its auto assembly plants are relatively new and so were built to quickly adapt to market changes. He also notes that many local plants are already building the trucks and SUVs Americans prefer. Looking further into the future, Wakefield says the auto industry faces some daunting challenges. For example, young people are buying fewer vehicles.
Below 29 years old are 5% less likely to have a license now than they were in the year 2000. So if you don't have a license, you're probably not buying a car.
Wakefield says new technologies are also impacting the auto industry. He notes the growing importance of electric vehicles, self-driving vehicles, and ride-sharing. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.